علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And we came across various statements from Imam Ali alayhi salam regarding the issue of prophethood. But one of the most important parts where he discusses about the aims, the objectives, the scenarios, and the, you can say, the background for the coming of the prophets is basically in the first sermon. And in this sermon, one of the important discussions that he has is the idea of the final prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the finalization and the completion of prophethood by the coming of the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we mentioned previously that this finalization and this, you can say, this completion and the sealing of the prophethood by the coming of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was something that was developed slowly and gradually throughout history until the communities were ready for that final message to come and to be placed over the people, and so that they can be guided with it towards felicity. Inshallah, we shall develop this discussion in this particular session.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam says that all these things that we spoke about previously, about the coming of the prophets, the fact that they were always there was an argument present that could kind of be a reason why people should be serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All these that we discussed about the teachings of the prophets and the fact that the prophets always had announced who the coming prophet was, and the prophet who came afterwards also discussed about the previous prophets. All this was there for what reason? For the reason that slowly and gradually the final prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would come and finalize the mission that was necessary for the felicity of mankind. And therefore, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, إِلَىٰ أَنْ بَعَثَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ مُحَمَّدًا, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised or sent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messenger of God, لِإِنْجَازِ عِدَّتِهِ. Why? So that he can fulfill the promise. لِإِنْجَازِ عِدَّتِهِ. So that he fulfills that promise that he has made. Now the question is, what is this promise? And we notice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives glad tidings of the coming of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in various areas, especially in the books of God. If you notice, it is there in the Torah and in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. We've got the statements from both of these books talking about that final messenger that will come. You must have famously heard about the word Parakletos. If you even search about it in the internet, you'll come to know that word actually means which refers to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Although that is not my discussion now, but you can just if you have interest, you can go and look for these things and see what has been there in the previous books regarding the coming of the Prophet. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran that أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإذ قال عيسى بن مريم, that when the messenger of God Isa, the son of Mary, says يا بني إسرائيل, he tells the people of Bani Israel, O Bani Israel, O the children of Israel, إني رسول الله إليكم, I am a messenger of God towards you, مصدقا لما بين يدي من التوراة, I verify what is there in front of me, which is the Torah, وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولٍ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِي إِسْمُهُ أَحْمَدٍ, and I also give glad tidings of the messenger that will come after me, whose name is Ahmad.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Now, we see that the Holy Quran clearly quotes from the books of the Christians, or rather from the statements of Nabi Isa alayhi salam, where he clearly mentions the coming of Ahmad, which is another name of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ahmad means the most praiseworthy. Ahmad, this is the name, one of the names of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This has also been mentioned by Nabi Isa alayhi salam, alayhi wa ala nabiyina wa alihi alayhi salam. He has mentioned about him also. And also in other books of God and the other messengers of God have mentioned the coming of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These have been certain glad tidings. But why has this glad tiding been given so much importance? It's because there is a promise of God, and that promise is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَالَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَى وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent the messenger with the guidance and the true religion so that it overcomes all the other religions. Now, what does this mean? Overcoming the other religions, does it mean that it will, like, with brute force, kill everyone else and destroy every other society? Of course not. It doesn't mean that. It means that, in summary, it will come with such a powerful light of spirituality and knowledge, and it will be so pristine and beautiful and pure that it will naturally overwhelm all the other lights. Just like when the sun rises, its light is so powerful that all the other lights, the stars and the moon, they all become dim in comparison to that. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this reality of the truth becomes apparent for everyone. And inshallah, we shall continue about this discussion in the coming sessions Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه